Security was tight as voters in the central Indian state of Chhattisgarh cast ballots Friday to choose a new state government. Scattered violence blamed on Maoist rebels marred the vote in some areas. The Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, which rules the state, hopes to retain power. But the Congress Party, which heads the governing national coalition, is putting up a tough fight. Chhattisgarh is the first of six states that will choose new regional governments over the next 6 weeks. These are Madhya Pradesh, the capital Delhi, Rajasthan, Mizoram and Jammu and Kashmir. The Congress Party and its main rival, the BJP, are the main contenders in most of the states. Political analyst Ajoy Bose says the elections are being seen as a mini-referendum ahead of national polls scheduled to be held by next May.
These elections are widely seen as a semi-final. Because they're on the eve, just a few months away from the parliamentary polls, they're seen as a kind of rehearsal and they would give an indication of who would win.
The elections are being held against a backdrop of rising prices, a slowing economy and security concerns raised by bomb blasts that have hit several major Indian cities in recent months. Ajoy Bose says these concerns could hurt the ruling Congress Party.
There was widespread inflation. Prices are nowhere actually falling, the real prices. And of course, there is a wider economic crisis. So I think there is a general sense of gloom. And then, of course, there is a huge concern about the law and order situation, which has been getting from bad to worse.
Some political analysts say if the Congress Party performs well, it may call early elections. It will also be easier for the party that is on a winning streak to cement crucial alliances with regional parties ahead of the general elections. In recent elections, neither the Congress Party nor the BJP has won an outright majority and have needed to put together a coalition. Out of all the state polls, the most closely watched election will be that in Indian Kashmir, which was racked by anti-India protests led by Muslim separatist leaders in the summer. The separatist leaders have called on voters to boycott the polls, and political observers say turnout may be low. The election will be held over several weeks due to security concerns. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.